Now, I know better than to distract you right now, so don't be distracted. Some other time, not now, some other time, take out a hymnal and check out hymn 370. Hymn 370 is St. Patrick's Breastplate. The words are attributed to St. Patrick, whose day on the church calendar is, of course, today. And he may or may not have written the words, but they are the sort of thing that he might have prayed to strengthen himself in the face of danger. It's a long hymn, and it changes course sort of at one point and goes back again, and it can seem kind of tedious, unless you embrace it as a way of enveloping yourself with layers and layers of God's blessings. It's called St. Patrick's Breastplate in reference to the physical armor one would don for battle. The hymn or prayer is a sort of spiritual armor then, strengthening for service and protecting perhaps from temptations to go astray. Patrick was born in Britain around the year 390. When he was about 16 years old, he was captured by Irish slave raiders, taken to Ireland and pressed into service as a shepherd. By the time he was 21, he escaped and returned to Britain, where, though previously uninterested in religion, he was educated as a Christian and entered into holy orders. Tradition has it that he was called in a vision to return to Ireland, where he took on the task of conversion, by first appealing to the people through first approaching the local kings, and by Christianizing pagan sites, among other means. And through modern eyes, the ministry and methods of early missionaries are not always admirable. As Christians today, we must balance our deep devotion to Christ with Jesus's call to love others. Friday's tragedy in New Zealand is a stark reminder of the perils of misplaced zeal and narrow focus, the terrible consequences of hate overtaking love. And while today is St. Patrick's Day, it's more importantly the second Sunday in Lent. The texts call us to pay attention to God's promise and to remember that believing is not one singular act, not one good thing that we choose to do at one moment, but a commitment to continually seek, serve, strive, and love. All the while, God promises steadfast care and mercy. This is most colorfully illustrated and shown in the interaction between Abraham and God in the Hebrew scripture lesson in Genesis this morning. Setting aside the specifics, the basic pattern is that Abraham is afraid. God assures him. Abram goes on to question. God promises and illustrates the point by saying, "Look toward heaven and count the stars if you are able to count them." Abram believes. God offers more assurance. Abram questions again. God instructs. Abram shows obedience and diligence. That's the whole part with the animals. And then again, Abram encounters fear. And again, God promises. If you think about it, I'm sure you could find examples of similar patterns in your own life. Fear, assurance, uncertainty, promise, belief. As we prayed in the collect at the start of the service, we believe in a God whose promise is always to have mercy. But living that belief all day, every day is not easy. Keeping God in the center does not necessarily come naturally. It never did. Abram questions. Paul has sharp words for those whose minds are set on earthly things, and Jesus laments the unwillingness of his brood to be gathered. Never came easily and naturally, and it certainly does not now, as recent headlines have proven, not for the first time. We live in a world in which power and prestige are valued above all else. We must intentionally choose to live as believers in unconditionally loving God who calls us to serve. This past Wednesday, we started our Lenten Soup Supper series with a discussion of rule of life, an ancient monastic tradition originating in communities but applicable to the individual as well. The Society of St. John the Evangelist, a religious order of Episcopal men in Cambridge, has a guide on their website, which is interesting. And that guide states that a rule of life allows us to clarify our deepest values, our most important relationships, our most authentic hopes and dreams, our most meaningful work, our highest priorities. It allows us to live with intention and purpose in the present moment. Our guest speaker led us through thinking about the necessary pieces of our lives that keep us in balance with self, others, God, and the environment. Creating a rule of life is one way to continually live what we believe by paying attention, being appreciative, and through commitment to consistent practices. Which brings us back to hymn 370. Whether or not the words were written by Patrick, they amount to a celebration of the triune God. It's very clear from the start. And a life-sustaining prayer for divine protection. I bind unto myself today the power of God to hold and lead, his eye to watch, his might to stay, his ear to hearken to my need, the wisdom of my God to teach, his hand to guide, his shield to ward, the word of God to give me speech, his heavenly host to be my guard. God's promise is always to have mercy, and there is nothing we must do to earn that promise. But we do have a responsibility to live as believers in a God who is love and to return to that God when we go astray. It's always good to remember this. And the season of Lent provides us the time and the space to really consider what that means for each of us and how we will show this particular world in which we live at this particular time that love wins.